Welcome to Florida Matters More, the podcast for Florida Matters, WUSF Public Media's show about the issues and events that Floridians care about. I'm Robin Sessingham, host of Florida Matters. You can hear Florida Matters Tuesday evenings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7, streaming on WUSFnews.org. This week on Florida Matters, in honor of the July 4th holiday week, we are rebroadcasting our staycation show. For Florida Matters, I produced a feature story about William Dean Chocolates. And for today's podcast, I'm letting you in on the tour I took through the William Dean kitchen. Is it possible to sample a little too much chocolate? We'll find out. Support for Florida Matters More comes from the National Foundation for Transplants. Right now, hundreds of Tampa residents need an organ transplant they can't afford. You can join the National Foundation for Transplants Operation Second Chance at transplants.org to learn how to help give someone a second chance at life. 10 years ago, William Brown was a veteran of the dot-com startups. He was successfully climbing the corporate ladder when he happened to watch Alton Brown on TV making chocolate truffles. William Brown, no relation, gave it a try, and chocolate making became his passion and then his business. Now William Dean Chocolates, which is tucked away in the beachside town of Bel Air Bluffs, Florida, has some of the finest in the country. I asked him to show me around his kitchen, and as you'll hear, it was hard to keep up with him.
My brother, who's our CFO, he's an accountant, has an accounting firm. He had told me, don't worry about making money, just try to make a product everybody wants. So we really focused on quality. And Hershey's is very successful the way they do it. I'd love to own Hershey's instead of William Dean Chocolates, probably financially. But my passion really is to make the very best things we can make.
Well, what I'd like to do is take the tour. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. So we'll walk through, see what they're working on, and I'll show you kind of everything we do. Now watch your step here. It's a working kitchen, so right now there's gelato going by, there's chocolates coming out.
So what's the very first step?
Well, let's go over here.
Of making the chocolate.
We'll start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're, it gets a little like a maze here, just to, so the really the first step, well, they clean the molds is the first step. And then this is our spray booth. So this is where we use colored cocoa butter. We actually don't color the chocolates. We spray the molds, and it's a little bit like what is the stuff you used to rub on newspaper, silly putty? You could rub it on a newspaper and it pulls off the impression. What happens here is the cocoa butter is thin, very thin, even though it looks really colorful. There's almost no, you know, there's really very little there. And when the chocolate is poured into the mold, the chocolate starts to crystallize and harden, almost like an ice tray. If you think about ice, you know, water is it hardens the outside, hardens first. Same happens with the chocolate. And when it hardens and crystallizes, it pulls the cocoa butter off the mold. And so all these mold gelato. He's making gelato right now. So the first step is to paint the molds, which takes a lot of time, depending on the mold. So these are pretty simple. This is salted caramel, just some white dots, and then they spray two colors. This one's also not that difficult. It's pina colada.
Okay.
Completely edible. Doesn't taste great. I mean, cocoa butter is the fat in chocolate, mm-hmm. and it's what makes chocolate shiny and makes it snap and gives it a, you know, firmness. Really good chocolate like we use has a very high percentage of cocoa butter.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Where's the chocolate? Do you get the chocolate beans?
We don't get the beans. We get our chocolate shipped to us. We use a company, mostly a company from France, Valrhona, which is considered one of the best in the world. And I'm lucky enough they came to me about seven, 8 years ago, and they liked the work we were doing and asked if I wanted my own custom blend. So they do that for a handful of people in North America, like five or six. And so
You get it in
I'll show you. I'll take you over
bars.
To the box. I get it. Well, normally they're in bags. Most Valrhona chocolate comes in bags.
And chips?
Yeah, they're little, they're called Fevs. They're like little round, kind of, I'll show you, but they're kind of a little, not quite round, oval shape.
Because usually you see Valrhona sold as Valrhona chocolate, but you don't have to say this is Valrhona.
Oh, no,
this
we
is
do, though, because it tells people. I use our main dark chocolates, 64% dark chocolate that they've made for us, and it has the flavor that I wanted, which is kind of chocolatey and roasted. I wanted it to be something that people know is chocolate. Not real nuance, not with some strange flavors, because we use it for everything. So he's making gelato. When he makes stracciatella, which is cream with chocolate, it's going to have that chocolate on it. When we bake, we use that chocolate. We use it for everything, so I don't want something that's really kind of out there in flavor. But then we do have probably 15 to 20 other chocolates we use from Valrhona, and some of them have very nuanced flavors. Some have very distinct flavors because of the soil. So if it's grown in Madagascar, like Manjari is one, it has a very acidic, fruity notes. And people might like it, but they may not. And that type of chocolate also, because it's fruity, it's great with our raspberry, and that's why we use it when we do raspberry. But with coffee, not so much.
But you're taking the chocolate, and then you're playing with the flavors.
Yeah,
we
melt the chocolate, so the machines up front all hold about 50 pounds of chocolate.
Can you show me that?
Sure. So right behind Katie, we have a dark chocolate machine, a milk chocolate, and a white chocolate machine. And these are really what allow us to do the work we do, because these are called automatic tempering units. People hear temper, they think temperature, and that is important. So there are temperatures here, but it's also about movement. So it's also about making sure all the crystals are getting, you know, moved correctly and melted. So right here on this side, this is the temperature that it's melting the chocolate to. When we have it ready to do shells, it's coming out at, it's set for 88.6. Again, you're going to get a real temperature, so it's going to be, it's right now it's 88.7. That's the temperature this dark chocolate needs so that it crystallizes or hardens correctly. That's why we have these machines. By hand, it would be tricky. By hand, you'd have to melt all this chocolate, put it on a table, move it around till it's a certain temperature, put it back into a bowl, mix it, and then keep it warm. And that's how they used to do it for years, but it's very hard to do a lot of production that way. These are continuous tempering machines, so we can just keep adding chocolate all day long. And, you know, the well goes down pretty far. It's 50 pounds. And we always have white milk and dark ready. So it does allow us to do a lot of production. The other thing is, these are Italian machines. They're good machines. I wish I had German machines. They're better, but they cost twice as much. And this is the machine I started with. These two machines have been with me almost since the beginning. So they're very dependable. Behind us is the cooling tunnel. So if you ever saw the Lucy show where she was trying to grab the chocolates, that's what that is. It's basically an air conditioner for chocolate. Has a conveyor belt. We use it for, like right now they're doing shells, but the real purpose is you turn this machine around, it has a nozzle that fits here, and then it's kind of like a little car wash for chocolate. We have squares of chocolate that go through and they get coated in dark chocolate, and then they go through the tunnel and in 14 minutes they're ready for us to package. So the French style of chocolate is, we do both, the Belgian style, which is the molded, and the French style is typically called slab. So when you make the slab, we put out rulers, kind of like this, and you pour the chocolate into it, and then over a day or two, it hardens. You know, it's liquid when we pour it. This is white chocolate, so this takes 2 days, maybe sometimes longer, to harden enough that we can cut it with, we have a cutter that uses guitar strings, and that way you get perfect squares. So if you want to try this is actually roasted white chocolate. Now it'll get dark chocolate on the outside. It's actually white chocolate we bake in the oven for over an hour. So you get that kind of dulce de leche flavor. It's richer than a caramel. Now the dark chocolate, we're going to coat it in dark chocolate so it has a shell on the outside, really thin of dark chocolate. And what that does is take away a little bit of the sweetness, so you get kind of a better balance. That's the challenge, is they can be very sweet. And
that is so good.
I love that one.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much would that cost, that little square?
Well, when it's finished, our chocolates are $1.75 a piece.
So that would have been $1.75.
We would have got more chocolate.
Bite.
But we use real ingredients. We don't use...
No, I mean, I feel satisfied.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you don't really eat more than three pieces or so. So 4 pieces is about equal to, calorie-wise, a Snickers. The difference is, our chocolates, because they're using cream and butter and milk and they're using real ingredients and there's not lots of sugar, they're much more satisfying. You really wouldn't eat 4 pieces. You'd be pretty much full before then. Or, you know, your mouth would, you'd be done. And that's why the French, it works so well for the French. They do everything in moderation. we add sugar, and sugar always makes you want more. So if we added more sugar to that piece, your mind thinks more, more, more. So
that was the white chocolate. You got a big
vat of
it.
White chocolate. And then you, I'll show you over here.
So and then you roasted it.
So this is a brand new one that nobody knows about. So this is the white chocolate you just had. If you want to try it.
Yes.
So this is called Ivoire. And they consider it, it's very good. The French, the Valrhona thinks it's the best in the world. They think that about all their chocolates. But we take that, we put it in the oven, and this is what we turn it into. So you can smell the roasted flavor. I mean, there's one, two, we're almost out. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I have 21, 22 flavors. This is how the chocolate comes to me. This is something, this is brand new, so you'll be one of a very select few that have had this. So normally when you do chocolate, it's a cacao pod, they cut it open, it looks like a big gourd, and inside are these almost like big corn nuts with a white milky substance around them. And what they do is they ferment those, and that's a lot of sugars, and the sugars add a lot of flavor. They ferment for about 3 to 5 days, and then they roast them, and then they send them off to, or and then they dry them, and then they'll send them off to France or whoever's gonna process them. And so in France, they get roasted and turned into chocolate. Well, Valrhona thought, what if we added, in this case, passion fruit during the fermentation? So they pour passion fruit juice over it. So this is a 55% dark chocolate that has had passion fruit added to the fermentation process. So it's all natural, there's no fake flavor. You'll get it at the end. And it's really interesting to me because this is a solid dark chocolate. So if I make a bar with it, it'll be good for 8 months. Whereas our chocolates are good for 3 to 4 weeks. And you can still get this passion fruit flavors. And they have a banana one as well that's a milk chocolate. The banana comes right off the bat. The difference on the passion fruit is the passion fruit comes at the end. This one, the banana pulp that they use, you get right away. But it's all natural. There's no artificial flavors. So they're always doing interesting things. So I think those are going to add a really neat quality to bars. And then this is a brand new one that very few people have. So this is another roasted chocolate, but this time instead of regular sugar, they used a sugar called Muscovado. So Muscovado is a sugar from the West Indies that has a high molasses content. So this has kind of a toffee, molasses, a little bit of a flavor to it. That's just now becoming available.
This tastes really different.
Yeah, because it's a different sugar. It's a molasses sugar. So with white sugar.
And it says on here licorice and
yeah. That's because of the sugar.
This is like your palate then. All these different flavors.
For different flavors. So that, like the one you just tasted, I use for.
And what was that called?
It's called Tanariva. Now, I like it with our cappuccino because it adds kind of that flavor just seems to go really well with coffee. The Mangiare right here, which is real. This is the one, it's probably one that I would say Valrhona is most proud of. It's very popular. If you go to a Four Seasons or, you know, any super high-end hotel, they're going to be using this. This is a dark chocolate, again from Madagascar. It has a very intense fruitiness and acidity, which I don't love. But when we make raspberry, this is a great one because it kind of has the same notes as raspberry. So it kind of accentuates it. Whereas if I tried to use this with coffee, you know, I don't know anybody that adds raspberry to their coffee. So each one has something that I find useful for different flavor combinations. Want to try? This is different. It's a 64% dark chocolate. It's acidic and fruity. So this all comes from the soil. The flavor is, there's nothing added to it. They didn't process it differently. But the soil in Madagascar, where this plantation was, is very acidic and it gets into the beans. And when they process the beans, they could process a lot of that out if they really wanted to by conching it, but they want to, you know, most good chocolate companies want the beans, the flavor of the bean to be present. So they conch it, you know, the French probably conch, Valrhona probably conches a little more than like some of the Swiss companies I work with. It's where they basically are grinding them for like over time they're going to get processed. And what happens, if you go to a real good chocolate factory, you don't smell chocolate. you smell all this acidity because the beans are very acidic. And so when they're conching them, it's releasing a lot of that acidity into the air. I think Valrhona does conches a little long. The longer you conch, the more you get that acidity out. And I like the way Valrhona does it because I think that it's more chocolatey, more roasted. It's, you know, it's subjective what you like. Some people love that acidity. I don't like it as much as a really smooth flavor. So this is another new one they've done. This is a milk chocolate, but instead of regular sugar, they use powdered caramel.
I don't know if I can.
I know, you're going to be overloaded.
I'm going to call Uncle in a minute.
But it's sweet. This is great with caramels.
So what did they put in this caramel to make it?
All it is powdered. So usually milk chocolate is cocoa mass, which is just the ground bean, basically, cocoa butter, and then milk fat, and then sugar. So what they did is their sugar is caramelized sugar that's powdered. So you're getting kind of a powdered caramel.
So it's real caramel. They didn't put caramel flavoring.
No. It's sugar that's been caramelized. And then, so they're using that, and that gives it that kind of sweet flavor to it.
But it's incredible.
And so what I do is, because I like this one, and I like this one.
You're pointing at the caramel ones.
Caramel, the Tanariva, and then Javar is just a basic milk chocolate. I actually mix these three for our milk chocolate. Because I like elements of this, I like elements of this, but I think on their own they're too much. And then I bring in a real strong milk chocolate. So these three mixed are the milk chocolate we sell in the store.
That's William Brown, owner and chief chocolate officer of William Dean Chocolates. And thank you for joining us. Listen to Florida Matters on the radio Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7, streaming at WUSFnews.org. I'm Robin Sussingham. Come back next week for another episode of Florida Matters More. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.